card, and if you have a card, if you have it given to me, please do. Deanna Andre, from Carter Circle in Franklin.
After being at this meeting, I don't remember exactly what I wrote, something about what is the original mission and plan for a conservatory and
the educational piece. Now that I'm listening to all of this, I guess that is still my question. However, I would appreciate understanding if there is a timeline to all of this. What might it be, even for stage one, two, etc. So that is something. And then the other question I have, excuse me, as a result of it, is a meeting of moderate investment or a large or whatever investment. What? How does that even compare?
Yeah, I think one of the elements of your question is, what about phasing? And it seems to me that some of what we were presented with could become part of a scenario where the more modest, steps would be a first phase or be phased in as we moved forward to a more second or third phase. So we will be looking at, in the scenario building, the possibility of phasing various investments in the program. Is that?
And that's March, kind of. That I'm looking at on the chart on the wall. Assemble scenarios, March. Yeah.
Or when? I think we're moving toward assembling the scenarios is going to be part of this work session, and we will see where we are at the end of that session. We may postpone formal action on the scenarios to a subsequent meeting. I think we should. I'm hoping that we will be able to have our three or four scenarios spelled out by the February meeting.
Thank you.
We also have a card from Jose Vasquez, who's not speaking, but for information only, and he's registered in favor of preserving the domes. Is there anyone, any other member of the public who would like to be heard at this time? Here comes another card. Virginia Small from Shepherd Avenue would like to speak, and she has on the back of the card, are there any ways to evaluate community needs such as STEAM education and potential value of expecting any specific program to use? Execute a specific program to use. Virginia? Yeah, so the comment is, as I stated, that we should be figuring out ways to stem to determine the public interest in any of these foci for our activities. Are there any other comments? Do you want to be here?
I first want to apologize. I miscalculated the format of the meeting when I came in. It's my first meeting, so I apologize for that.
No problem.
I just wanted to add two things. I just moved to the neighborhood, Silver City, over here, and two things come to my mind. One is I'm concerned about how the membership of this place already as it exists and where its input is in this process, and I'll learn that as time goes on. But I'm concerned about that as well. Also, just something as simple as it has appeared to me that in the winter, just simply, I think it could be budget neutral, which would be to shift hours 2 days a week from 11 to 7. Because in the winter, we need someplace like this. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful space at night here. And I think it's being wasted by not having access to it when people aren't working. So those are just two things I wanted to add. Thank you.
Well, thanks for your comments. This is Darren.